This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister tables $580 billion estimates, Agroparks to be rebranded, and Foreign Affairs Minister provides updates on reports of entry denial in Trinidad and Tobago. The details after the break.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5 to 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. The government is proposing to spend nearly $580 billion for the 2016-17 fiscal year. This is outlined in the estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives by Finance Minister Audley Shaw Thursday as part of the fiscal policy paper.
The process from here is that in accordance with the Financial Administration and Audit Act, the Auditor General is required to assess the fiscal policy paper within 2 weeks.
The Standing Finance Committee, which comprises all members of Parliament, will examine the estimates of expenditure from May 3 to 5. The Finance Minister will open the budget debate on May 12, with the opposition spokesperson on finance contributing to the debate on May 17. This will be followed by the Leader of the Opposition's presentation on May 19. Prime Minister Andrew Holness will make his contribution to the budget debate on May 24, and the Finance Minister will close the debate on May 25. The government is to make changes to the structure of the island's agroparks. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says the agropark concept will be transformed into that of an agroeconomic zone, emphasizing both the expanded production of primary agricultural products and the introduction of appropriate infrastructure to allow for more seamless agro-processing operations.
In furtherance of this expanded concept, the government will this year be extending the Ounslow irrigation system and overhauling farm roads in the Ounslow area to create an agro-economic zone, building on the packaging house and the pepper mash processing facility already established there. A new agro-park will also be established in Spring Gardens, Portland.
The Governor General adds that the expanded Hounslow system, coupled with the New Forest, Duff House Agropark, and the Pedro Plain system, will enable the transformation of South St. Elizabeth into an agro-economic zone. He was delivering the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament on Thursday. Meanwhile, the government is pursuing the development of a hospitality college and craft institute designed to train persons to work in the tourism sector. The announcement was made by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen as he delivered the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament Thursday.
Collaboration with HeartTrust NTA and existing education and training institutions will be reinforced to cater to the training needs of the workforce.
Additionally, the Governor General says the Tourism Linkages Hub will be strengthened to create pathways and opportunities to facilitate strong economic linkages between tourism and other sectors such as manufacturing, agriculture, and entertainment. And Minister of Foreign Affairs Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says talks have intensified between the governments of Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago regarding concerns related to the treatment of Jamaicans seeking to enter the Twin Islands state. Speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet press briefing, Minister Johnson-Smith outlined the steps she has been taking to address the recent denial of entry of Jamaicans by Trinidad and Tobago officials. She says she has been in constant dialogue with Trinidad's Minister of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, Senator Dennis Moses, and has indicated that the government is anxious to be provided with mutually beneficial solutions.
Our assessment of the overall operation is that the treatment being meted out to our nationals is not at the level that we would wish, and there is much room for improvement. I wish all Jamaicans to know that they are in the forefront of my mind with every conversation that I have and every word that I type in respect of this matter.
100% of Trinidad and Tobago nationals were allowed entry into Jamaica between January 2015 and March 2016, while 98% of Jamaicans were allowed entry into that country for the same period. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.